I am Pratyumna, and I work for Servlots. So what I do there is basically I'm doing computer graphics and So basically I do computer graphics and visual related things for Servlots. So does anybody know when the first photograph was taken? Well, yeah, so that's really not so long, if you think about it. I mean, if you look at languages, you know. If you look at languages, you know, photographs is quite a new form of documentation, if you look at it in that way. And yes, but I mean, how old are languages, right? So the So the first the first photo of a human is that we have on record is somewhere 1880s or 1890s as such, and. Does anybody recognize this image here on the screen?
This is the first.
Yeah, there you go. Image. Yeah. Right. And do you know?
The first internet image.
First image on the internet. So do you know more about that? When it was put up or anything like that?
I just know the image. I don't know the history.
Yeah. So it was.
there's a very fascinating story behind it.
Yeah, so this was in 1992.
Oh, 1992?
Yes,
early.
Yes. So, yeah. So I was two then. so, I mean.
When we were watching them.
So, I just showed this to just show you, you know, how far we've come. You know, I mean, so many people took images today. Everywhere, I mean, hundreds of images were taken today, for sure, here in Ant Hill Hacks. So, so we've come quite some way since then, you know, so basically, I just want to show you some two techniques that are now advanced and that are going to come soon to the mainstream market. So one of them is 360 panoramas, and the other thing is, so we have two eyes, so we see the world in 3D, right, three dimensions. So, and the computer now needs to look at the world in 3D, and so we have a sensor here that does that. So I'll just show you a little bit about that, and then Uma ma'am can talk us through the, Uma ma'am is the HOD at BVB, HOD of EC. At BVB Hubli, and she's the expert on image processing and 3D reconstruction, and so she'll talk us through the technical parts of it. So I'll just show a little bit.
Yeah, I know this place.
Yeah. So this is our Devarayana Durga.
Right now.
Yeah, or at least a year ago, 6 months ago, and this is a 360 degree panel. Okay. So the thing about images is they're absolute. And that's why, you know, they're used as good things in court cases and things like that, because it's an absolute, it can't be false, right? So, I mean, unless it's photoshopped or something, but it's, but basically it's trying to capture reality in a very, you can't misinterpret it, And you know, a 360, in my opinion, is an extension of that, because you see everything around you. I mean, in the press will show you one image, and then you don't see the part where the press are standing taking photos, right? So you see, with the 360 image, you see completely around you. And yeah, so what we're trying to do is, we're trying to create a platform where we take these 360 images, or anybody can take it. Now you have apps on your phone that can take 360 panels. So you take that, and we're trying to overlay data on it, like say me saying that that's pretty cool or something like that. So as a way to visualize, you know, data all around you, like what is this person saying and where did it happen, what location was it? So it can figure out which direction you are, and it can tell you, okay, this was here, and you can curate data in such a way that you can get data from the groups you need, and you can just see the whole thing. This is the traveler's bungalow here on the right side. So this is kind of where we are now. Yeah.